The next question. That was a white-crowned sparrow. All right, so the next question researchers had was, if birds are learning their song, could they have accents? So we, many of us, probably have a bit of a Wisconsin accent, right? You're familiar with a Boston accent, an Oklahoma accent. So could birds develop accents? And the answer to that is yes. Songbirds have been found to develop regional song dialects. And so here I'm showing you an example of a kind of study that showed this. So this was a study in mountain white-crowned sparrows. The birds were living in the Sierra Nevada mountains. So here's Nevada, here's California. And what researchers did is they went around different areas in the mountains that were quite distant from one another. And they recorded songs. And so when they recorded bird songs from Donner Pass, here is how the sonogram looked. And so the song sounds like mountain white-crowned sparrow song. And you can see, though, that if you record birds from Donner Pass, and then you move over here and record birds from Carson Pass, the sonograms look a bit different. And the songs sound a little bit different. So your Merlin bird app, or by ear, you would recognize these birds to be singing white-crowned sparrow song. But they have slight regional dialects. So you move all the way over here to Virginia Lakes, you can see the song is a little bit different. Sonora Pass, the song's a little bit longer. So this is considered evidence that birds do have accents. They can develop regional dialects. And one thing that I think is really interesting, and we'll get back to this, is that, so I've mentioned a little bit, males are singing courtship song, and it turns out females are picking males based on the kind of songs they sing, and females prefer to mate with males that are singing local dialects. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit in upcoming section. But some males have been found to change their song so that it matches female preferences. All right, so I'm going to talk about that here. And so before I introduce this idea, I need to introduce you to cowbirds. Okay, so I can tell from some of your faces, you're not exactly happy to hear about cowbirds. They are another relatively unpopular, often maligned songbird species, but I think they're also amazing. And you'll probably think they're amazing too when I talk a little bit about them. But the reason cowbirds aren't very popular is here on the left we have a female, and here we have a male with his brown head, the brown-headed cowbird. Females do not sing in this species. Males sing, and that'll be relevant in a minute. But one reason people don't love these birds is because males and females will mate, and then the females will lay their eggs in the nests of other birds. And the males and females do not raise their own chicks, and that can be incredibly costly to other songbirds. Forced to raise, this is a yellow warbler, forced to raise this giant cowbird chick, right? So that is energetically costly. This is why people don't always love cowbirds. But